Near FM's Noel McGuinness spoke to Gillian Bird of the DSPCA about pet welfare at Christmas time and reminds people that it's not a good idea to give pets as Christmas presents.
Okay, now pet welfare at Christmas time. Is anything particular people do that already have pets that they should do rather?
Yeah, well, what things we have to be very careful of is that because the weather is so unpredictable at the moment, we just have to be conscious of our pets, that we don't leave them outside if we're going off for a few hours and then discover, oh God, it's absolutely pouring rain or it's hailstones or possibly even snowing. So we just have to be aware of, you know, for ourselves and the animals when if we're leaving them outside for any length of time.
Okay.
In the same way that we might be turning off.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
Are we? Oh, dear.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, you got me there yet?
Yeah, I have you there. Listen, I'm going to ask you a question. It may seem a little bit silly, but how dangerous is it to give a pet alcohol?
It's not good for anybody at the end of the day. No, it's a toxin, the same as it is when it affects our cells. Mm-hmm. So it can affect your liver. So it is a toxin, so they shouldn't. And that's not just, you know, you shouldn't give your, if you've seen the videos of the chicken drinking the pint of Guinness, it's not just having a little tipple, but it's also the food at this time of the year that is laced with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas pudding left over on your plate is a no-no. The brandy butter is a no-no. Even the Christmas cake or the mince pies, because they've all got small quantities of alcohol in them, as well as having things like raisins, which can be toxic as well to animals. So we need to be careful. And boxes of chocolates that have liqueurs in them or any of this stuff, we just have to be very, very careful.
Yeah, because I've actually seen people there giving beer to dogs. That's why I brought it up, and it just came into my head, and I was just saying to myself,
no, people can be very silly.
It's a no-no
they
anyway.
Silly. It is definitely a no-no, absolutely. No, I mean, alcohol, and animals don't naturally want to seek it out, but you just shouldn't be giving it to them, because at the end of the day, it can cause more serious problems. And a tiny little bit of alcohol to us might be one thing, but if you think about the size of a cat or a small dog, the equivalent of a teaspoon of alcohol is probably the equivalent of a shot glass for them.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, you have to just take into account these things. So, no, do be very conscious. And it's the same with all the sort of foods and stuff around at this time of the year. We're all prone to eating all these fatty foods because, you know, it's Christmas and we can get away with it and we don't have to worry about our diets and things. But we do have to be conscious that animals are you know, will eat things because we're eating it and because they're going to want to have extra food as well.
Okay, and it's okay. It's just maybe, 3 weeks away or so, 20 days away from Christmas. But people might have been thinking about or are thinking about and might come up in the next week, for all we know, about giving pets for Christmas. But it's not really advisable unless they've done a lot of research and talked about it, especially to someone like yourself.
Absolutely. Unless you've really talked about it and everybody in the house is prepared for it, it's not a good time. Never should you give a present as an animal at any time of the year, because you've got so much stuff going on. I mean, it's all well and good to say, oh, we'll get a puppy because we're around all Christmas, but what happens on Stephen's Day when you decide you're heading down to the granny and the granddad's and you're gone for a few hours? What are you going to do with the dog? You'll probably leave it in the kitchen. You'll come back and find everything chewed and poop everywhere.
Mm.
So you do have to think these things through carefully. That is the person you want to give them a pet to? Do they want a pet? Perhaps maybe even just giving them a voucher or giving them some books they can learn about them, giving them some pet bowls, giving them a voucher. A lot of the vets will do vouchers towards veterinary costs.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give lots of things like that that isn't actually giving the animal, and then go to visit a rescue centre like the DSPCA and help them choose out one after the season.
Okay, and is there an adoption scheme here? I read about it in America where you can adopt a pet over to Christmas. Is that a good idea, do you think?
Yeah, we do a fostering programme, so we try to get as many of the animals into homes over the Christmas period. So we do a fostering programme, but it's also a foster to adopt. So a lot of people take on the animals because they have the time over Christmas to foster.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of Christmas, they actually decide, you know what, this is going to work out really well for us. We'll take the animal and we'll actually give it a home.
That's a
lot of our animals that go out in foster care over the Christmas period do actually end up staying in those homes, which is fantastic. But fostering an animal over the Christmas, if you have the time and you're really not going to be going anywhere or doing much, we've lots of animals up here and we'll be starting to foster them out from next week on.
Okay.
So anybody who is interested, please do drop up and have a chat with Rachel in the fostering office.
Okay, that's the way to do it, because if you're thinking getting a pet, that's one of the ways. Anything else about the welfare over the Christmas? I suppose the usual one about for me, a nightmare if I had a, I used to have a dog, and it used to be always a bit of a nightmare when he was when it was a pup, it was a Christmas tree. It used to drive me crazy. Yeah.
I know, we have a new kitten in the house this year, so I'm kind of dreading it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of the big important things are try to discourage the animal from going near it. Ideally, shut the door into the room where the Christmas tree is when you're not there, so you can't stop it. Cats are worse than dogs with Christmas trees. And one of the big things you have to be careful of, and a lot of people who are dog owners will know this, which is not to put chocolate decorations on the Christmas tree because the animals have a tendency to eat them. Also not to wrap your pet's presents and put them under the tree because they don't understand they have to wait until Christmas and they'll often nibble them. And many years ago, we had a cat that was very fond of chocolate, and hanging on the Christmas tree when we went to take everything down, we discovered the back of all of the chocolate bauble decorations had all been eaten from behind.
Okay.
And some of them were just empty shells. So cat was fine, but you just have to be very conscious and careful and you know, making sure they're not going to injure themselves or make themselves sick by eating the things they shouldn't or chewing on the tinsel or chewing on the cable.
So is there a difference?
Supervise the animals.
Yeah, Gillian, just to clarify something there about chocolate. Is there a difference between cats and dogs as far as chocolate is concerned? Cat can, dog
no,
can.
No, chocolate has a chemical in it that can affect some cats quite badly.
Okay.
And dogs quite badly.
Okay.
You never really know whether you're pet is going to be affected. It's worse usually in ones that have higher cocoa content, but you just have to be very careful that they don't eat it. If they're getting chocolate, make sure it is the chocolate suitable for dogs or cats.
Okay, so all the information, give us your website there, Gillian.
www.dspca.ie. And any of the listeners out there who are just looking for any information or advice, please feel free to contact us. All our contact details are on our website. They can send an email into info@dspca.ie or drop up at some point and just come and have a look.
Our thanks to Gillian Bird for that interview. And if you would like to know more about this item or indeed anything relating to animal welfare, you can contact the DSPCA by phone on 01 499 4700 or by email to info@dspca.ie.